try them as well as you can now. You'll learn it. You'll review it. Whoever will have the brains to spend some time reviewing it, that'll help more than anything. And then the second, third time that a person learns it, that's when you begin to be able to see a connection, the whole thing connect together. However, if you learn it well from the outside, you'll see how the whole thing connects perfectly from beginning to end, back to the beginning, from the end back to the beginning. Every single item is tied together perfectly. But just to review the basic topics that were discussed in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal started off about the Ashirus that's needed for the Hizbonenus HaTorah, the Arichas Yamin that's needed, that goes together with the Ashirus, the Yiras Hashem, which gives Arichas Yamin, Yiras Hashem Tosef Yamin, through Yira, a person is zeichet to broaden his days, to start off small and spread it out. Shleimus HaYira, Rabbeinu Zal described, referred to three concepts of Yira. Rabbeinu Zal stressed that when is the Yira Nizgala most? When there's Pekidas HaKoros, when a woman who can't give birth is suddenly given the power to give birth, because all the damin, the bloods and gevurahs that are pent up in her come shooting out one shot, which is the same concept as those people who weren't zeichet to tshuva, people who weren't, whose ears were stuffed up from hearing the words of tzaddikim, when a tzaddik is zeichet finally to be ma'ira them, to arouse them to tshuva. So because they didn't hear well, they couldn't speak well, they had nothing to speak, their whole koyach hadibur was pent up inside them. When a tzaddik is zeichet to awaken them from their sleep, from their super deep sleep, then they begin to hear, which means they begin to speak, their dibur comes out flying, and that's what gives the tzaddik the power of pekidas hakoros. The fact that a tzaddik has a power to be ma'ira people, to wake up people from sin, from their sleep, as far as Kiddush is concerned, meaning he takes people who couldn't hear. Their ears, when a person sleeps, he can't hear. We said that the Gemara says, Stam Cheresh is She'ina Shemeh Ve'en Medaber. If he can't hear, he can't speak. And when this person is suddenly awoken, he begins to speak. He begins to speak words of Torah, words of Hispaitidus, words of Tefillah. And by doing that, the tzaddik shows that he's capable of this act of pekidas hakoros, taking one who was asleep, who didn't have this power to bring out the gevurahs, and giving her the power to bring out the gevurahs. Rabbeinu Zal stressed that the tzaddik brings people back from sleep many different ways, and the highest form is Sipurei Maaseis, especially Sipurei Maaseis from Shanim Kadmonius, the earliest Sipurei Maaseis, which date back to the beginning of time. Then Rabbeinu Zal discussed the concept of breaking a kli cheres at a time of zivig, regarding showing the connection between the klei hoylada and the klei hadibur. That's what we spent all last week on, showing the union of litrufa, v'olehu litrufa, lahatir peh ilmin, lahatir peh akoros, showing the connection between the mouth and the pesach of a woman, the upper mouth, the lower mouth, how closely those two are connected. And Rabbeinu Zal is continuing from there. This is what the pasuk says in Eicha, Yitein be'ofor pihu, ulai yesh tikva. The pasuk says that when the Jews, Rachmana l'Islam, committed sins and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were forced to place their mouth in the dust to speak. Put on such a low madrega, they were forced to speak into the dirt. Ulai yesh tikva, to hope maybe there'll be some type of salvation. If our Yitain Bo'ofor Piyu, they place their mouth in the dirt, in the dust, maybe there'll be some kind of hope. That's how downtrodden Bnei Yisrael were at that time. Yeah. Rabbeinu Zal is going to take this pasuk to a tremendous degree out of context. Don't get nervous about it. Rabbeinu Zal is going to take each word in this pasuk and associate it with what we had so far in this Torah. Just pay attention to how he's going to interpret each word. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ofar hu bechinas hedar hadibur, dust, is, in a sense, the opposite of dibur. Kemo shekosu, as the pasuk says, Umei ofar tishach imrosecha, from the dirt you will give forth your words. The word tishach means in a bent over form. In other words, when a person mumbles, he doesn't speak clearly, it's like his mouth is bent over into the dirt. He's speaking from there. So we see that ofor is a concept of not being able to speak clearly. Now note, interestingly, in other words, if a person who's used to these concepts, you know how to associate one with the other right away. You have a lot of items which are in fours. Doimein, tzaymeach, chai, medaber, corresponding to eish, ruach, mayim, ofor. Eish, ruach, mayim, ofor. We see a connection between Ofor and Dibur. Ofor and Dibur are connected. Ofor is usually referred to as the Malchus Kedusha, which is Ofor, which is the ground, the Eretz. But in this case, Rabbi Elazar is using Ofar to refer to Heder HaDibur, a pigam in the Dibur. Okay? Yeah?
But isn't one going one way, one going the other way?
As far as what?
As far as the way, the level, the way you're not going to say it.
The answer is yes and no. Because in Eish Ruach Mayim Ofar, it corresponds to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Eish is the Yud. Ruach, just a second. Eish Ruach Mayim Ofar. Just a second. Eish Ruach Mayim Ofar. It's Eish Mayim Ruach Ofar, I believe. Eish is the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei in this case. Mayim. No, sorry. I think it's Mayim Eish Vav. Ofar is the Malchus. In Daimim Tzameach Chai Medaber, there are times when we refer to it, Daimim is Yud, Tzameach is exactly. In other words, these four items go either way, just as the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei go either way. There are times when the light goes this way, there are times when the light goes that way. You have to know that.
You can't be 100%.
Just like, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. Shat, Remez, Drush, Soy. Which way would you say it corresponds to Yud Kei Vav Kei?
Soy
is on top. And the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that Shat, Remez, Drush, Soy corresponds to Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Samach of Soy, and the last K of the Gematria Aleph Aleph and Yud, showing that that's the Iker Tikkun for the Malchus Kedusha is when a person learns Soy, because Soy corresponds to the Malchus. In other words, you have to know that these items work both ways. There are times,
Soy,
and the last K of Yud Kei Vav Kei. You follow? I Pshat is much lower than Soy, so Soy should correspond to the Yud. The answer is there are times when we refer to it this way, there are times when we refer to it that way. You'll see in Ravenas Asfarim, and in the Sifrei Kabbalah, there are times when it goes this way, there are times when it goes that way. You have to get used to it, that there are reasons why sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way. Okay. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Hainu shetzorich litein b'chinas hadibur. A person has to take the dibur. We said yitein pihu, yitein be'ofer pihu. He has to take his peh and place it into offer. What did we say offer is? Heder hadibur, meaning lahatir peh umim kanal. A person has to use his koyach hadibur to open up the mouths of those who are the opposite of dibur, meaning ilmim, those who are ilanes. Mutes a tzaddik by speaking words of his eirus through his dibur. He takes those who are bechinas heder hadibur and he gets them out of their pit. And by doing that, what happens is that the dibur is zeche to hit the koyvei Hashem, whom we mentioned last week. Koyvei Hashem yachlifu koyach, those who yearn to Hashem, who are called the bitchonim of the doer, meaning the leaders of the generation, the tzaddikim of the generation. We said bitchonim, betuchos is another word for the kloyos, the kidneys. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So in essence here, we're saying that yitain be'ofar piu, he has to take his peh and use it be'ofar against those who are bechinas ofar, the opposite of peh, those who are ilmin, those who are mutes. Ulai yesh tikva. Tikva refers to Koyvei Hashem, Yachlifu Koyach. Koyvei Hashem means those who yearn to Hashem, the Bitchonim of the Doer, the Klei Hoylodo, the Kloyos, the kidneys, which are also called Bitchonim, Bituchos. And by doing that, the Ze Ulai Yesh Tikva, maybe there will be hope, meaning, Kadesh Yagia Hadibur Le Koyvei Hashem, that the Dibur should reach the Koyvei Hashem, and thereby that should enable all the women who are Akores to be able to give birth. Explain it very simple again. Let's draw the connections that we had last week. The Klei Hoylada that Rabbi Nizal is referring to in this Torah are the kidneys, which are called Kloyos. Another word for Kloyos in Hebrew is Betuchos. Betuchos is another word for Kloyos, kidneys. The word Betuchos is Miloshim Bitochon. Bitochon. Now Rabbi Nizal here refers to the tzaddikim of the generation as the bitchonim of the doer. Rabbi Nizal referred to it in one of the previous paragraphs, the bitchonim of the doer, bitchonei hadoer, right, which refers to the tzaddikim of the generation, those who have the most bitchonim of the generation. Rabbi Nizal said that when the dibur reaches them, that's when it's possible for all of those who are akoreis to be able to give birth. How does the dibur reach them? Rabbi Nizal says that those people who are mutes, those people who are mutes, who are lacking in mitzvahs, ma'asim tov, and everything, their mouths are stuffed up, their ears are stuffed up. When a tzaddik speaks to them words of hiserus to arouse them, he opens their ears, he opens their mouth. Their mouth was originally b'chinas hedar hadibur, the opposite of dibur, b'chinas ofor. The tzaddik is mekayim yitain be'ofor pihu. He places his mouth, his dibur, into ofor. These were mutes. And then, ulai yesh tikva, maybe it will reach tikva, referring to these koivei Hashem, those who yearn to Hashem, which is another word for bitchonim, those who have bitochon in Hashem. Ashrei shekel Yaakov bezroi, sivroi al Hashem, like of sivroi means to yearn to Hashem.
A boomerang.
Exactly, exactly. And when the dibur gets to them, that's when the akorois are able to give birth. Clear?
Comes back to the same one who's supposed to be
there. Not to the same tzaddikim, but to the bitchonei hador. Period. That's what they refer to. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal says, this is the bracha that Hashem gave to Avraham Avinu when he said, Vohoyo zaracho ka'afar horetz. Your children will be like the dust of the earth. Ki ha'hoylodo tluyo al yedei b'chinas yitein be'ofor piyul kanal. Here we see a connection between zaracho, the power of having children, connected to Afar Horetz. Afar referring to Heder Adibur. The power of having children is connected with the tzaddik's association with people who are Afar, people who can't speak, Heder Adibur. Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh Bechinas, this is also connected with a different pasuk, where the pasuk says that there'll come a time when Mashiach will come, when the Rabbin Mi'eshene Admas Afar Yokitsu. When many of those who are sleeping in the ground, those who have passed away, those who are buried, will wake up, will awake, they'll be Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rabbi Nizal says, Hainu Sheme Kitzin Umem Oyeren Oysom Mishin Osom, meaning, they will be awakened and aroused from their sleep. V'zehu Miyeshene Admas Ofor, from sleep, which is referred to as Admas Ofor, the dust, the Heder Hadibur, we said. Mibachinas Heder Hadibur Kanal. The Pasuk continues to say, the Rabbi Miyesheni Ofor Yokitsu, Eilu Lechaye Oilam, Ve'elu Le Cherpoisu Bizyanus. These will awaken, the Tzadikim will awaken to the life of Eilam Haba, and the Rishon will be awakened to a life of embarrassment and shame in Gehenna. Rabbi Nizal can explain this whole pasuk now. V'zehu miyesheni ad masofa m'vachinas hedra adibur kanal. V'zehu, this is why the pasuk continues, Eile l'chaye oylam. The tzadikim will awaken to chaye oylam haba, to a life of oylam haba. Hainu b'chinas hadibur. Chaye oylam is an inyan of dibur. Chiyus is an inyan of dibur. The life of a person, ha'chayim v'hamoves, b'yad haloshein. Rabbi Nizal says, as the pasuk says about Odom Arishain, when it says Vayihi Odom Lenefesh Chayo, Odom became a living organism. The targum is Leruach Mamalala, a spirit which speaks. So we see that Chiyus is in the dibur. Rabbi Nizal in Torah Test brings a pasuk. Rabbi Nizal says Ki Iker Hachiyus Himena Tfilo, Kemo Shekosuf Tfilo Lekel Chayo. That the Iker Chiyus of a person is through Tfilo. So we see that tefillah is referred to as this inyan of, that dibur is referred to as inyan of chaya. Eilu l'chayolam. Those who will awaken from their sleep, some will awaken to chayayolam, meaning to dibur, good dibur. Hainu b'chinas lahatir pe'umim, to open up the mouths of those who are originally mutes. Ve'eilu l'cherpois. Hainu b'chinas cherpo shavro libi. Cherpo, shame, refers to an inyan of a broken heart. There's a pasuk which says, Cherpo shavro libi. My shame, my embarrassment broke my heart. Rabbi Nizal says, Bechinas shikho shviras halev, which is the concept of forgetting, which is referred to as a concept of a broken heart. What's the connection between broken heart and forgetting? Shehi bechinas shviras haluchos. Broken heart corresponds to broken luchos. How do we know? Kemo shekosuv, there's a pasuk which says, Kosrom al luach libecho. Hashem says, inscribe these words, the words of the Torah, on the tablets of your heart. So we see that the heart, in some cases, is referred to as the luchos. Lev nishbar is an union of shviras haluchos. And we know that the Gemara says in Ervin, Validei Shviras Halucha is Bo Shikha. What brought forgetfulness into the world? What caused people to forget what they learned? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first set of luchas. As the Gemara says in Ervin, Ilmole Lo Nishtabru Luchas Harishonos. If not for the fact that the first set of luchas were broken, Lohoisa Shikha, there would never have come any forgetfulness into the world. Hainu, Rabbeinu Zal says, She'oison, She'inon, Ru'uyin, Lekabel, She'in Bechinas, Oyer, Behemo, Teneya. If you recall, we discussed here that the tzaddik tries to arouse everybody. What happens when a Talmud comes to him who's not worthy of hearing his words, which is the Bechina of the Oyer of a Behemo, Teneya, the skin of a Behemo, Teneya? You know what happens? The tzaddik writes his words in a manner where they're erased instantly. The tzaddik speaks to him, his words go in and out of the person's ears right away. That person can't hold on to the words of the tzaddik, so they can't benefit him. Rabbeinu Zal says, Nishkach mehem, the words are forgotten from them. So now we can tie in this whole pasuk. For Rabin, Yisheni ad masofo yokitzu, Eilu lecha yoylom, Eilu lecha yishor. When the tzaddik takes Talmidim and he tries to arouse them from their sleep, he takes Rabin, many, Yisheni, who are sleeping, which is Bechinas Ofor. We said Ofor is head or adibur. They are mutes, they are ilmin. And Yokitsu, he wakes them up. He wakes them up. Yokitsu. Eilev lechaye oilom. This brings about chaye, an inyan of chias, which is an inyan of dibur. This is a tikkun for the dibur, meaning that those who are worthy are zeicher, that their dibur is nistakin. A tzaddik awakens them, and they're given the power to speak words of Torah, to speak words of Espiritus, to speak words of Tefillah. That's what the tzaddik arouses in them. The eile, those talmidim who aren't worthy of these yishenim, lecherpos, shame. What is shame? There's a posik, cherpa shavro libi. Shame is an inyan of broken heart. Broken heart is an inyan of broken luchos, kosvom aluach libecho. Broken luchos is an inyan of shikha. So when it says, eile lecherpos, some will be zeche techayim, tedibur, some will be rachmon alaslan cherpos, which means they'll forget. They'll forget whatever they learn. In this way, the tzaddik is protected from ever doing damage by being the kind of somebody who isn't worthy of becoming a scholar. If a person forgets everything, they end up with nothing. So the tzaddik didn't cause any pigam. Period. Clear.
One thing. You said that when the tzaddik helps those who are lacking viewer, so this helps tzaddikim to have a courage.
Right.
Now, exactly, I followed up until the point where he helps those who don't have dibur.
Right.
And then this enters into...
What happens is they have dibur pent up inside of them.
Right.
The dibur comes gushing out. The tzaddik opens up their path.
Right.
The dibur comes gushing out.
And then
Rabbeinu Zal had explained before that the olehu letrufa, lahatir peh ilmin, lahatir peh akoris. The Gemara shows that these two mouths are connected. A person who opens up the mouths of mutes automatically opens up the peh sosum of a woman who can't give birth. Those two are automatic. That was the whole previous sit that we had. If you review it, you'll see exactly how those two items are connected. Because both are an union of malchus. We mentioned in the upper spheres, the pairs, the malchus. By a woman, the whole concept of giving birth is a concept of malchus, the concept of yesoid and malchus, those two together. Okay, end of topic. While we're mentioning this pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal has a Torah later on. Who is the furthest person from Kedusha ever to become Niskari to the Kedusha?
Yisrael.
Oh, Lord. The furthest person ever. He was the Pope. The furthest. You talk about people who are asleep. Yesheni at Masachor, this is the lowest level you can reach. Rabbeinu Zal has a Torah later where he discusses this pasuk, and Rabbeinu Zal says, V'rabim Yesheni Atmas Ofor Yokitsu, just a second, the last letters of the words Yesheni Atmas Ofor Yokitsu make up the word Yisrael. This refers to those who have fallen to the lowest madrega of Kedusha, and the tzaddik has the kriach to be ma'orer to awaken them. You follow? Yesheni Atmas Ofor Yokitsu is Seifei Teves Yisrael. He's the lowest madrega conceivable, whom the tzaddik has the power to awaken and to bring close. As we see, Moshe Rabbeinu got him to open up his mouth and say the words Ki Ato Yodati Ki Godol Hashem Kol Olekim, which brought about the whole Matan Torah. You talk about taking an Akora and giving her the power to give birth. We mentioned many times that Matan Torah is a need of a mother nursing a child. That was this whole pregnancy, Kaviyachol Hashem, which gave birth to the Torah. That's when the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael. Okay, next. Now this next paragraph, I would like to attempt to do without interruption. It's not going to be hard at all, and I think we can do it. Everybody will get the whole thing. Let me just check one pasuk for a second. We have the same word, kind of have like four different meanings. The word lishbar means to break, sivroi means bitachon, and it's neither one here. It has a different context. No. Shever, lishbarocho, is a third meaning. There's another word, mashber. When a woman gives birth, the seat that she sits on is called the mashber. And you have to be careful. You're not sure about a pasuk, you look it up to make sure that you don't interpret it wrongly. Okay, let's roll now. Now this Torah was said on a Rosh Hashanah by Rabbi Nizal. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to tie in everything that he said here to the topic of Rosh Hashanah. How on Rosh Hashanah all of this takes place. Nizal says, "V'zeh b'chinas shofar." This is the union of Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about dinim gvurais that are pent up in a woman who can't give birth, that are pent up in the dibur of these illmen. The word shofar we mentioned many times refers to every aspect of din. The shin of shofar is the milui of elikim. The word elikim, the milui, is bigematria 300. The pei vav is the poshut, bigematria of elikim. The resh is the achirayim of elikim. Aleph, aleph lamed hey, aleph lamed hey yud mem is bigematria resh. So we see that shofar refers to super dinim, every kind of din. Rabbi Nizal says, and that's why the shofar has this power of awakening people from sleep. It's a powerhouse. Rabbi Nizal says, ki shofar hu bechinas his oirus hashena. Shofar is an union of awakening a person from his sleep. Kemuva b'sforim, as is brought in Sifrei Kodesh, she shofar marames bechinas uru yeshenen mitir demaschem. That the whole concept of blowing shofar starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul is a concept of waking people up to tshuva. Which means automatically that the shofar has in it this power which we discussed before about taking people who are mutes or taking people who can't give birth and opening up their psachim, open up their peh. Rabbi Nizal says this is the concept of the three types of kolos which we blow in a shofar. Rabbi Nizal says, Tkiyo hu bechinas heder ha-dibur. Tkiyo refers to the opposite of dibur, dibur pogum. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tokato lazor kapecho noikashto beimrei ficho. You stretched out, you extended your hand to a stranger, you were trapped in the words of your mouth. The pasuk there is referring to becoming an orev, becoming a co-signer to a guy who can't pay up. You open your mouth, you tell a guy, all right, I'll help you out. And then you co-sign a check with him or a shtar with him. And then you find yourself in trouble. Tokato, lazor, kapecho. Kapecho means your hands. Tokato, you stretch, you extended lazor to a stranger, not to a stranger, to one who's not worthy. Stranger here in a bad context. One who's strange, you know, meaning one who's a bad guy. Noikashto, you were trapped be'imrei ficha, in the words of your mouth. You got messed up through the words of your mouth. Why? Because you said you would extend yourself to this guy, then you got messed up, he ends up not paying, and you get trapped. So we see the word tokato here refers to a meaning of getting trapped by the words of the mouth, meaning a problem with the dibur. You follow? So tekiyo is an Indian of heder ha-dibur. Rabbi Nizal says, Trua hu bechinas hadibur. Trua refers to good dibur. Mechinas, as the pasuk says, Mishlei, Sifsei, Tzadik, Yiru, Rabin. The lips of Tzadikim will lead many. Yiru is an Indian of Trua. And we see here at Sifsei Tzadik, the words of the Tzadik will lead them on the Derech Hayoshur. So we see Trua is an Indian of good dibur. Shvorim ze bechinas bitochayim. Shvorim is a mean of bitochayim. Emuna in Hashem, confidence in Hashem, trust in Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Sivroi al Hashem aleikov. Ashrei shekel Yaakov bezroi, ashrei to the one whom Hashem helps. Sivroi, his whole confidence, his trust, al Hashem aleikov, is placed only in Hashem. He doesn't rely on any human beings. He trusts only Hashem. So we see that Sivroi is an Indian of Bitochon. Shvorin, the Shvorin is an Indian of Bitochon, which means an Indian of Klei Hoylada, the Betuchos. The Chinas Klei Hoylada, which is an Indian of Klei Hoylada. The Kloyos, the kidneys are called Kloyos or Betuchos. Kamoi Shekosu, Rabbi Nezal says, I'll give you a second proof that Shvorin is connected with Klei Hoylada. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu Navi, Hashem says, Ha'ani Ashbir V'loy Oilik. Will I ever take a woman to the mashber, to the seat on which a woman gives birth on? The bed of giving birth is called a mashber, v'loy oilid, and I won't complete the act, I won't complete the yeshua, I won't allow her to give birth. Meaning, if you recall, this is where I mentioned when we were talking about the shlokosh of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that when Israel committed a pigam and emunah, that they screamed at the Yamsuf. Why? Because they should have known that Hashem never does a miracle lamachza, halfway. If he took them out of Mitzrayim, he didn't take them out of Mitzrayim to drown them in the ocean. He took them out of Mitzrayim to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. They shouldn't have gotten scared at all when they came to the Yam Suf and didn't see it cross. That's based on this pasuk, Ha'ani Ashbir V'lo Yoled. Hashem says, will I ever take a woman halfway, take her to the seat of giving birth, and I won't complete the act? So we see that Shivorim is an Indian of Bitachon, Sivrei Hashem Lekav, and an Indian of Klei Hoylada, Mashver. Through the shofar, which is meaning of awakening people from their sleep, this affects opening up the mouths of those who are mutes, opening up the mouths of those who couldn't give birth. The koyach hadibur, which was pent up in these people who were sleeping, now comes gushing out with power. Before, these people were in a status of Heder Adibor. They couldn't speak. They were deaf and dumb. Now, when they are awakened from their sleep to Hashem, to the point where they hear the arousing of the Chacham Ho'emes, the Tzadik Emes, then they begin to speak, they begin to gush forth with words. This dibur enters into the klei hoylada, into the kloyos, into the betuchos. It's shehem b'chinas bitchonei hador kanal. The bitchonei hador, the leaders of the generation, those who have the bitachon of the generation. This is what brings about Pekidas HaKoros, that women who couldn't give birth should be given the capability of being able to give birth. Why? Because once the Koyach HaDibur is opened up, the Pesach of a woman, which was also closed up, is also opened up automatically. Rabbi Nezal says, Shezehu Bechinas Rosh Hashanah. This is the whole concept of Rosh Hashanah. By the way, I don't recall if I mentioned this before. The Arizal says one of the reasons why Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah is Miloshim Shanah. The Arizal says that this is literally what takes place every Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, the Satan brings down to the world a brand new type of Shana, a brand new type of sleep. Every single year on Rosh Hashanah, there comes down a new Bechinas Shana, sleep. That's why it's called Rosh Hashanah, a beginning of sleep, a whole new beginning of sleep. And that's why the Arizal warned in his forum, be careful, it's also a behechleit for a person to sleep during the day on Rosh Hashanah, because then, Rachmana Litzlan, you're hooking into the Samach Man, you're hooking into the power of the Satan on Rosh Hashanah, which is the whole meaning of sleep. So you see how the concept of Rosh Hashanah alone, even without the Shofar, that's why we stress the blowing of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, to come back this sleep, which is Nischadesh on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nezal says, "Vaydeze nase pekidas hakoros sheze bechinas Rosh Hashanah sheoz nifkido soro kanal." It was on Rosh Hashanah that soro imenu was given the power to give birth. Becholze hu bechinas shofar shetoken Rosh Hashanah. This is the whole concept of the shofar which we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Again, Rosh Hashanah itself is super din. We said shofar is elikim. Rosh Hashanah is begematria 10 times elikim. Showing the super dinim of Rosh Hashanah, again hooked up with the Malchus Peh. Peh is also an Inyan of Din, an Inyan of Elohim. Rabbi Nezal says, Bechinas Tkiya Trua Shivorim Kanal. We explained before the Tkiya Shivura, Shivorim and Trua is the Inyan of awakening from sleep. You recall we said before in the Torah, the beginning of paragraph Hey was the Hizgalus Hayira Hu Al Yidei Pekidas HaKorois. When is the Yira revealed most? When HaKorois Hanifka, because then all the damim, all the redness comes gushing out, which is the meaning of Yira. Yira is the Gematria Gvura, the meaning of redness. Rabbein Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas shofar." That's also the meaning of shofar. Shofar is what brings out yira. K'mo shekosav, as the pasuk says, "Na'amos imitoka shofar bo'ir va'am lo yechrodu." Can a shofar ever be blown in a city and the people won't tremble from fear? So we see that shofar is a meaning of yira. Rabbein Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas shofar." This is the whole secret of the shofar. Shehu kotzer melamalo v'rochov melamato. The shofar is narrow on top and widens out on bottom. Widens out on bottom. Rabbein Zal says, Sheze b'chinas min ha-meitzar korosi ko ononi b'merchav ko kemuva. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring up the concept that the shofar is one who's crying out to Hashem from a constriction. So he cries out from a tiny opening, and the deeper is nisrachev as it comes out of his mouth. That's b'chinas of min ha-meitzar. From a constricted place, I cry out to Hashem. Ki al yidei ha-shofar shehu hizgalus ha-yira kanal, through the shofar which is on a revelation of yira, shal yodo zeich mari chasyomim, through which a person is zeich to a longevity of life, because yiras Hashem toisif yomim, dahainu laharchiv u laha'arich yomov betoisif kidush yeser b'chol eis, to broaden and to widen himself in Kedusha constantly. This is this concept of short on top and widening out on bottom. As you go down more and more into the day, it widens out, it becomes broader and broader. Which is the concept which we had mentioned at the beginning of the Torah, that there's a passage which says that what's the treasury of Hashem? What is the storehouse of Hashem? Yiras Hashem. Fear of Hashem, that's what Hashem keeps in his treasury. And Rabbein Zal had quoted the Gemara which said, Bechinas aso ka'oitzer. The Gemara says that Hashem built Chava like a storehouse. The Pesach is small and it widens out on the inside of the Rechem. This concept of a pyramid, like when people store tevuot, it's in a pyramid shape. The opening of a woman is also short in the front. The opening in the beginning is small and it widens out. Connected to the singing of Shofar, we see the connection how all of this fits together now. Rabbein Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas tikkuni atik." This is the meaning of the tikkuni atik, the highest level of tikkun. Shehu b'chinas arichas yomim kana, which is the meaning of arichas yomim. B'chinas zokin kana, the meaning of zokin, which we spoke about. Atik means very old. The word atik in Aramaic means zokin. Ki hazokin gam kein kotzer melamala v'rochov melamato. The beard also is narrow on bottom and widens out on top. The beard also is pointed shape. Rab kemuva b'kavonis, as is brought in the kavonis of the Arizal. Shetikune dikno hein b'chinas min ha-meitzar kolosiko ononi v'merchavko. This refers to the Yud Gimel tikune dikno, the 13 midos of rachmim which are found in the beard, in the whiteness of the beard. Which is this concept of min ha-meitzar korosiko, one who screams out Hashem for Rachmanis when he finds himself in a very constricted place. Shemetchilo hiktzoro v'achakach choyleches u'misracheves haynu kanal. It starts out narrow, and then it broadens out, it widens out. Ki zokein hu bechinas arichas yomim kanal. Zokein, which is the Hebrew word for beard, also is the meaning of old. The word zokein means old, arichas yomim. The concept of lengthening and broadening a person's life with Taisus Kedusha always. The key to that is Yira, which we mentioned before. All of this ties into the Shofar, which we mentioned before. Rabbein Zal says, what do we see from here? Shayidei HaShofar, through the Shofar, Shehu Bechinas Yisairus Hashemah, which is the concept of awakening from sleep, which causes pekida sakoros, when the akoros anifka, this is what causes a tremendous revelation of the yira, machnia es hevel hayoifi kanal, We left out one piece of the Torah in the beginning. Rabbeinu Zal spoke how Yira is the opposite of the Hevel HaYoyfi, the concept of Pigama Bris, which is an Indian of shortening of breath, a person panting from the concept of Pigama Bris. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Bechinas HaHavolim Shel HaShofar. This is the concept of the vapors of the Shofar, the powerful breath that comes out of the Shofar. Kihein Bechinas Hevel HaYoyfi. That's also a concept of Hevel HaYoyfi, but a Hevel HaYoyfi of Kedusha. The word Yoyfi means beauty. The word Hevel means breath. Breath of beauty. When a person has Pegama Bris, he breathes quickly because of beauty, because a beauty of Tumah. He sees a woman who's beautiful. It causes a quickening of his breath. Here we say that the Shofar is also an Indian of breath coming out, and it's also an Indian of Yoyfi, beauty. The word shofar, shufra, means beauty. Rabbeinu Zal brings the pasuk, kama shekasu, b'ki shofar loshin yofi. The word shofar is a word of beauty. B'chinas shapru ma'aseichem. Hashem says, beautify your deeds. So we see that shofar is also an Indian of beauty. It's hevel hayofi. The vapor that comes out of the shofar combats the hevel hayofi, the klipa. Through the vapors that come forth from the shofar are nichna completely the hevel hayofi, the breath of beauty of pigama bris. Shofar is the singing of a revelation of yira, which causes a meaning of tikkun abris, a meaning of pechidas hakoros, an inyan of being machnia the hevel hayofi. So we see that the act of blowing shofar is associated with the concept of Tikkun HaBris. Brings about Tikkun HaBris, is associated with Tikkun HaBris. We'll hold it here for now. The next section of the Torah, we have two fabulous items yet to come. One is the interpretation of a story which we have in the Gemara in Tainus about Chayi Amagel sleeping for 70 years. And the next is the interpretation of the Zohar Kodesh, which this Torah started off with, which was the Idra Kadish of Posach Kodeshim and Boma. That's yet to come. Any person who will review this Torah will see, a person who just stopped to think, any tzaddik who is capable of having such an unbelievable, even pshat-wise, don't forget, we don't know anything here that's going on. You look at the Papyrus L'Chochma, you look at the Likutei Halachos, that's where the ball game first begins. That's when you begin to find out that this baloney, you thought you knew what he was saying here, it's a million times wider than the tiny little peephole that you're looking through by learning pshat. But just a person were to take this sefer and learn this one Torah, Al Pi Pshat, and see the unbelievable knowledge that Rabbeinu Zal had to be able to know these psukim in Navi from every single corner of Navi and the words, shofar, shapru, this, yira, to connect this whole item, would admit that there wasn't enough tzaddik for who had this type of moyach, this moyach non, who revealed such an unbelievable high level of Torah as Rabbeinu Zal. Shem HaTech HaKonah that was Zeche to learn these words. However, we should be Zeche today to be awakened from our sleep by the Shofar of Eliyahu HaNavi, the Shofar of Mashiach, the Sidkani of Mashiach, the Bnei Zvidash Mehavimeno, Amen, Amen. Revealed such an unbelievable high level of Torah as Rabbeinu Zal. Shem HaTech HaKonah that was Zeche to learn these words. However, we should be Zeche today to be awakened from our sleep by the Shofar of Eliyahu HaNavi, the Shofar of Mashiach, the Sidkani of Mashiach, the Bnei Zvidash Mehavimeno, Amen, Amen.